We are towards the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis 110b. I have the two dots, also known as a colon. Ketana v'chireshes. If you remember, we had talked about the a Yivam case where the two co-wives were both unique. One of them was underage, and one of them is a deaf mute. So Amar Rav Nachman Ashkach Tei L'Rav Adavar Ahava L'Rav Chana Chasnei. I once saw Rav Adavar Ahava and his father-in-law. The Yasve v'kamakvu akvasa. They were sitting around. Son-in-law. They were sitting around with other talmidim. They were coming to listen. V'shuka defumpadisa. V'amri hadis nakatani v'chareshes. Ein bias achs men patesarasa. So that's our Mishnah. That having via with either one of them is not going to do much because you don't know if a full-fledged marriage happened in the first place, and therefore this is not a full-fledged yibum fulfillment. So the Gemara says, "Hani milu tenaf lele miachem pikeach." That only happens when the original brother is a pikeach, the original brother that died, and therefore is causing the yibum situation. It was non-unique in terms of his complicated status. We don't know which one of them was more preferred by him. I don't know why that matters, but if the younger girl, how do you guys translate nichalei there? Befitting or preferential? Desirable? Okay. If he was closer to, the young girl was more desirable, it's because she was going to become a baldas later, right? When she gets older, she'll at least be able to think properly, and etc. But the deaf mute won't be. Or maybe it was more desirable the deaf mute wife because she was not a bar das in the same way, but at least she was an adult, and he could have intercourse with her normally. Aval nafla me'achiv cheresh, however, so that's why there's a suffix, because we don't know to what extent he was truly married or truly desirable to either one of them to fully commit to that marriage, I guess. I don't know. Aval nafla me'achiv cheresh, but if the brother was himself a deaf mute, so then v'adev cheresh es nichalei, he would have a greater desire to be with the deaf mute lady. Because they're sort of similar, they share the commonality of being deaf mute, and because she is mature enough to have intercourse. And I said, Rav Nachman said, and I said back to, I guess, Rav Adavar Ahava, Ulur Rav Chana, both of them. No, even though the brother is a cheresh, it would still be a question. So, what exactly should they do? Because you don't know which one's which, and you can't have deal with both of them, I guess. So, Amar of Chista, Amar Rav, Kones Acharesha, you should marry the deaf mute, Umotia Beget, and then divorce her. And for the young girl, you have to wait till she gets older, and then you do chalitza. You can't do yivam because at that point, maybe you did yivam with it. Hold on. You can't do yivam with the girl because at that point, maybe the first woman, the chiresh, that would be good enough with marrying her and giving her a get. So here, when the girl grows up, I don't think you're allowed to do yivam because maybe that would be... That would be Achos Zekukaso or Achos Ishto. What are you going to say, Michael?
No, it's not trying to get... It's better than not being able with either one. That's
yeah, right. Well, you have to do something with both of them. You can't do Yivam. But with the Chereshes, you might have done Yivam. I don't know. So that was what we were discussing yesterday. With the Chereshes, with the deaf mute lady, so can you actually do Yivam or not? Or can you do chalitza or not? This says you'd have to do Yibam, because Yibam is based on the act of intercourse, and Chalitza would be based on the ability to speak, and she can't do that.
The
Chalitza
won't work.
Right, the Chalitza won't work. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with this case, though. Here we're talking about when it was, I think, maybe we're not, I don't know. I thought we were talking about when the husband, the brother, was a Chirish himself. And that's when the two fall. So Amr Chis HaShvamina, Kasava Rav thinks Chiresh is Kenuya U'mishu Yeres. A chereshes is acquirable. Mishu yeres means... What's mishu yeres? Anyone translate that word? Mishu yeres? And there's leftover? Okay. Leftover. I think it's like shiurim. You know, like from a Rebbe?
Yeah.
Shiurim, like leftover. So there's part of her that's not fully acquired. Kitana kinuya ve'ena kinuya. But by a girl, so it's acquired, but it's not acquired at all. Okay. So the chereshes question is different from the katana question. The chereshes is partially acquired, and the katana is either fully acquired or fully not acquired. If the katana was the one that was partially acquired, and the chereshes is the one that's maybe all acquired or not acquired at all, so then why would it be that deaf mute would be viable for intercourse and then a get? Tesev gabei, she should stay with him. Imanasha, regardless, ha knuyahi. If she fully is acquired, so then good. They're completely yotze their obligation of yibam, and they can stay married. But if she's not acquired, hanachas ba'almahi, then she's done nothing, and it doesn't matter if you have bia with her. And if you would ask me, well, then if that's the case, that the girl is herself knuya ve'ena knuya, either fully acquired or fully not acquired. So the katana my time down to talk to the tachlos. Why would she have to wait until she gets older and do chalitza teisev gabei? She should just stay by him, the avam, and I knuya he ha knuya he, she'd be completely acquired. I lav knuya he nuchresa ba'amahi, then she's not acquired at all, and there's no reason to say that you have to do chalitza. If that was the case, that a yava, if the yavam had intercourse with the kitana, and then she stuck around with him, so then chayreshes v'mei tepuk. How can you release the deaf mute lady at all? Because maybe the girl is never acquired, and therefore the chereshes, the other woman, the co-wife, can never leave. Doesn't matter.
They're not sure if that's a valid marriage.
Correct. The question is, what's the nature of that invalidity? Is it invalid because maybe not acquired at all, or is it invalid because it's only partially acquired? Here we're saying that it must be that the katana is not valid at all. And if you're going to say, well, if it's not valid, it's possibly not valid at all, so what's the problem with her sitting there? She's not related. She's not even a co-wife of the deaf mute. Because when they were co-wives, so it's possible that her status was that it wasn't going to be acquired at all. And if she was a real co-wife and she was really acquired by the first husband, so now she can be acquired by the second husband too. Something like that. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Sheshes Hachinami Mistabra Kitakam Tarit of Chissa Ali B'Rav." Like Rav Chissa said, "For Rav Mitanya, Shnei Achin Nisuin Shte Achios. If two brothers married two orphan girls, one is a Ketana, one is a Chereshes. Meis Ba'ala Shel Ketana Chereshes Yos Kedeget. If the husband of the girl, the minor, dies, the husband dies, so then, and there's the Yivam case, so then the deaf mute husband is now a Yavam to that minor, but Chereshes Yos Kedeget. You can give a get to the deaf mute wife. Similarly, the Ketana would have to wait and then do Chalitza. However, Meis Bala Shel Chereshes, if the deaf mute husband dies, Ketana goes to the get, then the girl goes out with a get, the Chereshes Asur La'olam, and the deaf mute, as opposed to the Ketana who has to do Chalitza, the deaf mute would be Asur forever, because you can't necessarily marry her, given the fact that you just divorced her sister, because maybe the kinyan of the Yavam with the sister, the minor, the co-wife, sister co-wife, was a full-fledged kinyan, right? That's the suffix. It's either a full kinyan or a full not kinyan. And therefore, the chereshes that's now falling to him would be Aster because Achos Grushaso, the sister of the one that you just divorced, a full-fledged wife that you just divorced. And you can't do chalitza because the chereshes can't do chalitza. And therefore, your only option is to never do anything with her because you can't have bia as erva, and you can't do chalitza because she's incapable. Whereas the case of the first case, the ketana, you can still do chalitza because the chereshes wasn't possibly fully ever married, and the ketana has the ability to do chalitza because she can talk. V'imbal chereshes, and if you did have intercourse with the deaf mute, which potentially could be Asur B'erva. Asur B'erva. She could potentially be Asur B'erva. So no sin laget v'hutra. So then you'd give her a get, and you'd have to let her go on her way. So Iyamard, if you say, Bishlama, Chereshes Kenum Yishuyares. I already explained this, but let's say it inside. Hopefully I got it right. If the deaf mute was only partially acquired in the Ketana, and Ketana Kenuya V'ena Kenuya, and the minor is either fully acquired or fully not acquired. Mishum hachi, and that's why the chiba al hachereshes nosim laget v'hutra, that's why you'd have to give a get right away, because it might be the amar mimanashach, I ketana kenuya hi hanafka mishum achos isha. There would be no requirement for yivam because of achos isha situation. The lav kenuya, and if she's not acquired, shaper miyabim, then it's a good yivam. Then the yivam would have worked. And therefore you need to give a get in order to undo that marriage. Ela'i amar chereshes kenuya ve'ena kenuya. You still have to do that, by the way, because she might be achos isha. If, however, the chereshes was herself acquired or not fully acquired, fully not acquired, ketana kenuya mishiyares, and the minor was partially acquired, ki ba'al chereshes aminos and gavutra. When you were to violate possible Isra Erva and have intercourse with the deaf mute, so then why would you give the get to the Chereshes? Havile Biapsula, the intercourse would have been a prohibited intercourse because, again, the minor would have possibly been fully acquired and thereby the Chereshes would have been fully Usher. Biapsula Patra. And Biapsula would not allow you to would not absolve you from yibum, and therefore she would need a chalitza after the get. You still need a chalitza because you wouldn't have patered the yibum by having relations with the chereshes, given the fact that maybe she's an achos isha. Meaning, we said in the Mishnah that you give a get to the chereshes, you give a get to the deaf mute lady, and then she's good to go. But it's possible that your bia with her meant nothing, because your bia with the chereshes would only mean something if we can ascertain that this is the first time you're really having intercourse. Sorry, if you are if this is a legitimate possibility that you could fulfill Yibam with her. But if the Ketana, the minor, if the minor was fully, but if the minor was partially acquired, so then the Chereshes is partially Achosisha. And if she's partially Achosisha, so then any Bia you would have, the deaf mute, the Chereshes, would not be a full-fledged Bia. It wouldn't be a full-fledged intercourse. It wouldn't be anything, because it would be a Bia Psula. It would be a problematic Bia. And when you did it, it would not fulfill Yibam. And because it wouldn't fulfill Yibam, what are you doing with a get? What's a get going to do when you did a non-Yibam with a girl? You weren't married. What you would need to do to get out of that marriage is to do a chalitza. Because the ketana is not going to fulfill the yibam, because it's only partial, and she's not going to fulfill the yibam because that intercourse might be a bia psula, and she can't do a chalitza because she's deaf mute, so then you're stuck. So it must be the case that in the Mishnah, when we said you can give her a get and then call it a day, it's a case where the ketana is kenuya v'ena kenuya. The ketana is a either fully acquired or fully not acquired, but not partially acquired. Okay? I don't know if you stayed with me there, but there's a big difference. Interesting. Very, very nuanced from the Gemara. So, Hamani, Rabbi Nechaim Yehi, Amar Bia B'Sula B'Tesh V'Chalitza, we've seen this earlier on the Gemara, that Bia B'Sula, I was coming, Bia B'Sula, it's true, according to some, would not do anything for Yibam. But according to Rabbi Nechemia, it would be good enough to be a poster from Chalitza. Rabbi Nechemia, however, if it's Rabbi Nechemia, he's got other problems. Ema Seifa, Mishana Sashtei Samos. If a person was married to two orphans, Ketana v'Cheresh, the same case, Umeis. Ba Yavam al HaKetana, and the Yavam comes and has intercourse with the minor, V'Chazer ba HaCheresh, and then has intercourse with the Cheresh, which he probably shouldn't have done. Or his brother, a different one of the possible Yavams, comes and has relations with the deaf mute. So Nasr Shteim Alas, both women are usher to him. Because the Chereshes is usher since partially if the minors Yibam had worked, so then she shouldn't be having relations with him. She's a co-wife, achas zukasa or achas ishto, and the girl you can't go back to the girl because she is she's possibly not married to you, and therefore. Oh, we'll get to it. Why can't you stay? Why can't the Ketana stay with you? Because we'll see what the Gemara says. It's possible. Ketzat takanasan har chereshes yotzes beget. How could it be? How could you fix it? Chereshes yotzes beget. That you do. If you have relations with the chereshes, you give her a get. Ketana tamtans taglu betachlus. And the younger girl, you wait until she gets older, and you can do chalitza. Iyam rabishlamah chereshes kinnu mishiyas ketana kinnu v'yanim kinnuya rabbanon hi. If you say this is not going to Rabbi Nechemia, rather the Rabbanan. So then, Mishum Hachi, Tam 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 Tam. This is why you'd have to wait for the Ketana to get older and do Chalitza, because maybe you had relations with the deaf mute first, Tavile Bia Ketana Bia Psula, and then it is Bia Psula, which did not work for the Yivam. El Yomar Rabbi Nechemia, if you're going to say it, Rabbi Nechemia, Ha'amar Bia Psula Patra, you said that Bia Psula would be fine, and therefore it would be good to absolve you from Chalitza. And therefore, you would not have to do anything with the Ketana or the Chereshes, because you already fulfilled for both of them. So why would you have to wait and do a get for the Chereshes? El Shmamina, it must be the case that the Kenuya, the minor is a knuya and a suf and in a knuya. That is either a full acquisition or a full non-acquisition. Shmamina Rabbanan hi Shmamina. That must be according to the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Nechemia, otherwise it wouldn't make sense. I don't know if I fully got that, but okay, I think we got most of the pieces together. Amr Vashi Mireshan Nami Shmamina Rabbanan hi Dekatani. Im ba al hachirashas nosin laget uhutra. If you had relations with the deaf mute, so then you give a get and she's good to go. V'lo katani, and it doesn't say im ba al katana nosin laget uhutra. It doesn't say so by katana. And the reason presumably is because the katana, if she's fully acquired, so then she is still a minor, and even as a minor, you can't do yibum. And therefore, you can't be fully acquired, and therefore you wouldn't require a get, I guess. And she would be, if she would be partially, so then you would be able to do the get. Hold on. Either she is partially married, in that case, well, we're trying to figure out if the girl is Kanuya of the Ana Kanuya, if she is acquired or not fully acquired. Then the Imyavo Hayavam al Katana, Yasa lo Tiftor Satsma. That if you had Yivam with the Katana, it would not work because the Chireshes is partially married to him already. And therefore, the Katana, the Yivam with the Katana, would be Achos Ishto, and the Bia would be no good. Be a Psula. And therefore, it would not be good enough to be acquired and thereby would not necessitate or be good enough to give a get. And the fact that, and doesn't break the Zika either because the Chireshes might not be married, is only partially married, and therefore the part of her which is not married to the guy, to the Yavam, would still be left over and she would still have to do Yivam. She'd still be on the hook for Yivam. Because it's possible that she would be completely acquired, and therefore he still needs to do a get. Stuff like that. She'd be fully acquired, and to get out of it, you need a full get. Okay. And for some reason, for Reb Nechemia, that wouldn't make sense, because Reb Nechemia holds that the Yipsul would be put there, and therefore, somehow that would work. Not sure. So Gemara says, no, imishim ha'lo iria. If it was because of that, it wouldn't happen. Because Chireshes delesle takanta dehatera, since the Chireshes is deaf mute, doesn't have any other recourse, because he can't have... Yes, because she can't have... The Chireshes, the deaf mute, doesn't have any brera, doesn't have any recourse, because if he would be usher to have relations with her, because she'd potentially be achos ishto of the katana, katani takanta di yisura. That's why they mentioned a fix which would be prohibited, but it would be her only way out. That's why the Mishnah actually mentioned the fact that he had relations with the Chiresha. The Katana to islate the Kantatera, a little time to Kant Yisura. But the Katana, who didn't have any other recourse to get out of the marriage, who did have a recourse in a permitted way, so then the Gemara is not going to tell us about giving the get and letting her go, because that wouldn't be the proper way to do it. Something like that. I don't know. Generally, yeah. Says Mishnah. Let's keep going here. Someone who was married to two minors, minor orphans, and they both died. And he died. Sorry. Now they're both falling to the Yavam. Uba Yavam al Harishona v'chazer uba l'shniya. Then he had relations with the first one, and then he had relations with the second one. Oshva al achiv al ashniya, or if the brother had relations with the second one. So lo pasal harishona, he'd be allowed to remain with the first minor girl. Then the Gemara adds v'chein shtei harishos. Presumably that means. I'm not sure what that means. You can only do this, not do chalitza. Yeah, he did it mistakenly or inappropriately. Yeah, you're not allowed to, yeah. Presumably. No, the first one's fine. Right. Doesn't affect the previous marriage. You can always remain married to the first wife, yeah. Right. Okay. Ketana v'chireshes, if there's a younger girl and a deaf-mute girl, ba yavam al-ketana v'chazer ba'al al-chireshes, yavam has relations with both, like we just said, o sheba al-chireshes v'as al-ketana. Or you had relations with the chireshes, so then it undoes or disqualifies him from staying with the ketana, you'd have to give a get and get divorced. Ba yavam al-chireshes v'chazer ba'al al-ketana. If you had relations first with a deaf mute and then with the girl, Oshavach v'akatana pasal tzachireshes, or the brother had relations with the katana, so then it would undo the chireshes marriage. What is happening? If the yavam has relations with the chireshes, so then we said it's partially partial marriage, and then had relations with the girl, presumably. Shouldn't have. You should have waited until she got it all in the chalitza. So then you are possibly having relations with Achlas Ishto. And if the brother did it, the brother also shouldn't have because she could be required in Yibam, the Katana. But when he did, it would posel the Chereshes from staying with her husband because maybe he did accomplish Yibam with the minor girl. Something like that. Pikach v'chireshes, non-deaf mute or deaf mute, ba yavam al pikachas v'chazer ba'al ha'chireshes, o shvach la'chireshes, l'pasos ha'pikachas. If you had relations with the pikachas, and then relations with the deaf mute, or the brother had relations with the deaf mute, so then the first relationship is good, because that was a regular yivum case. I'm not really sure what the chireshes deal is, but presumably that's us or that you shouldn't have done that and she go free because she has no requirement. But by Yavam al Chereshes first, if you had relations with the deaf mute and then v'chazer ba'al b'kachas, then you had relations with the non-deaf mute. So then pasal Chereshes because we know for sure that this is a good Yivam and we don't know for sure if Chereshes should be married and thereby she's a Tara, you're not allowed to be with. Achos kaso. Where it says, Gedolu Ketana, Bayavma Gedol v'chazer ba'al ketana, Oshavachiv, al ketana lo pasal ha'gedol, same thing. That the Gedol, if she's first, that's the full-fledged marriage. Bayavma ketana v'chazer ba'al gedol, Oshavachiv al gedol, lo pasal ha'ketana, that would undo the marriage of the ketana, because we know that the older woman is a full-fledged marriage afterwards. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Lamda ketana shetavayim bo, that we would teach the ketana to refuse the marriage, and therefore get rid of whatever marriage they just created before the Gedol came along. So that they could get married for sure. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, Halach, Rabbi Elazar, Chena, Rabbi Elazar, Halach, Rabbi Elazar, Elazar ben Pidah, says Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel is right. Utrichas, yes, Rabbi Kamaisa, if you would have said by the Yavam Gedola, this was the previous Mishnah where we had also said that you should teach her not to do Miyun, but Halach, Kamar, Shmuel, Halach, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum, Dlo, Kai, Mitzvot, Yibam. You haven't done the Mitzvot of Yibam in the case of the older Yavama, who fell to the next Yavam's sister, meaning the next Yavam's, the Yavam who was married to her sister. So in that case, we would say the Yumiyin, because there is a no obligate, no fulfillment of Yibam in that case unless you do that. Ha, in our Mishnah, where the Yavim already had relations with both of them, the Kaimitz was Yibam, somehow you did the mitzvah, maybe you get divorced from both of them. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, no, you just do Miyun and undo the original marriage to the minor. And if you would say it in our Mishnah, where you would uproot the original minor marriage so that you can stay with the Gedol, Mishum the Gedol Ramya Kamei, it's only because the older woman is already there. But in the other case of the Ketana, maybe we would not say to do Miyun, because the older Gedola, the Yavama, is there, who's a Achos Ishto of the Yavam, the sister of his wife, and thereby maybe there's not an obligation to Yivam. Whereas here there is a obligation to Yivam. We just don't know which one's better. And therefore Tzrichi has to tell us in both cases that we teach the Ketana to do Miyun so that we can get out of issues. New Mishnah, Yavam Katan Shabal Yavam Ketana. You have a younger brother and a younger sister, or a younger wife. So then, Yigdu Zaim Zah, they should grow up together. And then later on, they'll be able to get divorced. Bal Yavama Gedola Tigad Lenu. If the younger boy, brother, had relations with the Yavama, who's older, so then they should stay married until he gets older, and he could divorce her with a get. Why can't they stay married? I don't know. They could? Okay. I don't know. My interlinear commentary here. Maybe it's a Durabanan thing. That's what I thought also, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know if they have to or not. Maybe the Gemara will explain. Says the Mishnah, Yavama Shamar Sof Shel Shemiyom, if the Yavama says within 30 days that the Yavam had intercourse with her, Lo Nivalti, and she says, I never had intercourse, and she has a get somehow, Kilfino So Shayach Lo Tzla. We require that he actually does chalitza with her. Because maybe even if she had given, even if she got a get, they were never fully married, and that wouldn't do anything. If, however, la'achar shloshim yom, if it was after 30 days from the purported marriage of the yivam, so then mevachin min shayach lo tzla. Then we ask, we don't require it. I guess the assumption is that maybe by that time they had actually had relations. I guess it means basically a person can't hold back for more than 30 days from having relations. 30 days, they can handle it. But more than 30 days, they must have had relations already. Kind of interesting sentiment, okay? It was Manshu Moda, and in the case where, even after 30 days, he agrees that he didn't have any relations, then we do force them to still do a chalitza, as opposed to just requesting it. Hano deres hanam yivam v'chaya ba'ala. There's an interesting case. The Yavama, the woman who's going to become a Yavama, had made a neder, I don't want anything to do with this guy. And then, we force him to do chalitza. But if after the husband dies, what does that mean? Oh, that's when she makes the neder. Okay. If she makes the neder after he dies, meaning she was already obligated to do the chalitza or the yibam, and then she made a neder, which presumably to me is a neder kneged Torah, which I don't think you can do. But okay, maybe the Gemara will talk about it. So then we request that he does a chalitza, but we don't force it. Because presumably what she meant was she doesn't want to do the yibam. Right. Okay, something like that. Right.
And so, if you sort of extend that to Yibum, I sure don't want you married to my brother.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, and I hear.
Well, I think that the court could absolve her. It's really about it.
You mean before he get before he dies? Before he dies, so then we honor that sentiment. We say, okay, just do chalitza. If she said no, then we force it.
We can't force it.
The vow was binding before the obligation of Yibum was binding. Okay, so then you can do Hataras Nedarim. I don't know. Right. Presumably, I get what you're saying. I think it's referring to some kind of tangible benefit, not a status benefit, but I hear what you're saying. That's what I thought. I don't know. Let's see what the Gemara says. She can't. Right, yeah. So we'll see what the Gemara says. But in that case, where she makes the neder afterwards, so we say that we no longer require the chalitza, we just ask for the chalitza. We'll see exactly what that means in terms of the validity of that. All right, let's see what the Gemara says. Even Skavim Lakaf, and if the intention of that was to get her out of Yibam, Afil v'chayibala, even while she was married to her original husband, so then we request it. If her entire purpose was always to absolve herself from a potential Yibam case, so then we would already assume that the Yibam is no good. The Yibam is not, actually, I'm not sure why yet. Basically what it means is that she doesn't make a Yibam, she doesn't make an editor explicitly against the Yibam, and therefore, in the first case, we require the Chalitza, but if she's explicitly doing it because of the Yibam, so then we don't have to require the Chalitza. I don't know why, basically, but it basically means like we are not punishing the guy. We're not going to punish the guy that he has to do chalitza because it's not her fault. It's not his fault. It's her fault. Something like that. So let's see what the Gemara says. Lema sneez is lo krebi meir. According to Rebbe Meir, a katana cannot do chalitza, a katana cannot do yivam. Or two, a katana and a katana can't do either one. I feel the same Rebbe Meir. Kam Rebbe Meir, gedola l'katana, katana l'gadol, the chag minah abiyah d'yazirhu, for one of them it's not a legitimate intercourse. About katan habal katana, the tarvah kiadat ininu, they're both in the same boat, and therefore they're not bar onshin. So then lo amar, so then Rebbe Meir would not say such a thing. V'ha'ketani ba'al yivam v'gedola s'kadban. It doesn't say later on in the Mishnah that it's a case of gedola. And therefore it means that you'd be able, the gadol and the katana would be able to have intercourse together, or a katana al gedola. So then it sounds like the Mishnah allows for that situation, even the Rebbe Meir says not. Amar Rebbe Chanin choza ba'shani. Ba means that it happened. Doesn't mean that they should have. Ba means that they had intercourse. It doesn't mean that they were supposed to. According to Rebbe Meir, they shouldn't have. V'ha tegadlanu kamar doesn't say you should let them get older, right? You should let the chatan grow up. Meaning he's allowed to stay with her. V'chol biyo biyo di through. According to Rebbe Meir, every single time they'd be together, it would be an iser. So according to you, if they happen to do it in violation of what Rebbe Meir believes, so then she get divorced right afterwards. Must be that our mission is not Rebbe Meir, and we're not worried about the katan staying with the gedola. And also, we're not worried about the katan being with the katana. So, kari kam, hakim shalach of shame, v'hai la bar hachil. When it comes to the katan katan is not able to establish a name for the brother, for the older brother, and that's why the katan is not able to do yivam yet, fully. Amar Abai, Amar Krai, Yivam Yavavala, Kol Dehu. Abai says, meaning before, because before this drush we just quoted, that Lachim Shemalach of Shem, V'Hailav Barachihu, is a question, why are we allowing the katan to do it? He clearly can't have relations that lead to procreation, and therefore, why are we allowing him to do it? So Amar Abai, Amar Krai, Yivam Yavavala, Kol Dehu, says Abai, no. When it says, Yivam Yavavala, what it means is, even in any way, even if he's a child, Rav Amar Belav Hach Yanami Lamasus Amar Miikamidi Dehash Asirlei Levasa Shaita Sharia. Is it possible that someone could be Asir and then become Mutter? Vaha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kol Yivam Shein Ani Korei B'Shas Nesfil Yivam Ovelala Harei Hikayishes Ach Sheish Labanim Vasura. If for any child we say, any person we say that there is a an inability for the Yavim to be there at that moment, so then you can never be with them. There's no opportunity to leave him ever. And therefore, the katan must be able to from the beginning, regardless of the drasha of Yivam Olai Kol Dehu. The Imha Hanami says, maybe that's true. Maybe the katan should not be with him. Amar Krak Yeshu Ach Miach Vafil Ben Yom Achad. Even any brother, doesn't matter how old the brother is. So according to, I don't know why Rabbah couldn't just use Yivam Yavolai drasha, but he uses this one instead, Yeshu Ach Miach Tav, even if they are even one day old. Even if they're brothers for one day. Same thing, basically. Yivam HaShamar B'Soch Shal Shemim, she had a condition on the, the Yivama said she didn't have intercourse yet within 30 days. So then we require him to do Chalitza because we believe her. So Mantana Da'at Klasin Yom Mokim Inish Hanav Shei. Who holds who is of the belief that a person, a man, can hold himself back from having relations with his potential wife for more than 30 days? Yeah, presumably.
At this point, what good is Khalifa? They need to give her a get. If they had...
They didn't have intercourse yet. That's what her claim is.
So, but is this a principle of marriage? Do people get married under a kippah? And...
Who knows? I don't know what happened. Maybe they just moved in together.
And they never have intercourse.
Yeah.
Correct. But just forget that it's a yibum situation.
Yeah.
Do people get married and have a nice ceremony?
You have to consummate the marriage. Yeah. Might be a get me to Rabbanan, but yeah, they're not married. Maybe, I don't know. I've never heard of such a case.
Well, first of all,
you still need to undo the Kedushin, that's right. Right, you wouldn't know. So I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I think you would still need a... Yeah. I think you would still need a get because of the Kiddushin, like Michael said.
So
the betrothal worked, but not because...
Why are you doing a get and the Chalitza? Why are we doing
that? Well, here we never did any Kiddushin. It's a Yivama case, a Yivam case.
No, we talked about that. It's within the Mishnah.
The Mishnah said that we're talking about a Yivam case. Yivama Shamar B'Tol Shal
Shemiyam.
Meaning they're assumed to have been together, but they never had any acquisition. Yeah, meaning the purported marriage. They moved in together. This guy and this girl are obligated towards each other because of Yibam. So they moved into the house together. There's no such thing as a Kedushin by Yibam. It's a mamar, which doesn't count. If they did a mamar, so then yeah, you would need to get me to Rabbanan.
And so what did they do?
They just moved in together. That's it.
Didn't we say that they also have to have we went through?
I don't think we said we had to have kofa for a yibum. For a yibum to work.
From mamar to,
if they had mamar, I don't know what the mamar case would be, but here we're not talking about a mamar case. Presumably.
I thought that we had said a long time ago that
yeah, maybe they instituted to have a mamar, but at this point they haven't done it. I think it's just a kiddushin. Yeah, I think it's like a kiddushin. That's what my impression was. So the question is, who is the person that believes that a man can generally hold himself back for 30 days from having relations with his supposed wife? This is going to come up in Ksubis, that the Tanas Basulim, we'll get this in preparation for 2 weeks from now. Tanas Basulim means that a man claims his wife was not a virgin. That's what Tanas Basulim means. Okay, and thereby is a mekach tos, and maybe the marriage is never good, and she doesn't get her ksuba. So he says tanas basulim kol shalosh yom. A person is allowed to claim that his wife was not a virgin for 30 days. After 30 days, it must be the case that they had relations, and in fact they didn't bring it up. Presumably means that he didn't actually believe that it didn't actually happen, or that he wasn't upset about it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nisr al-Alter, if they had Yichud together, meaning they were in the house together alone, and presumably they had intercourse then, so then the Tanas Basulim has to be right away, because we assume that they had intercourse right away. However, Lo Nisr, if they were never together alone, so then you can still claim if they were never together alone, then it's very possible they never had relations with each other. So Rabbi Amar, no, I feel Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Yossi could hold, Rabbi Yossi who believes that Tanas Basulim has to be right away, if you had relations right away, even he could hold that in a Yivam case, then you still have Shloshim Yom, you still have 30 days to make this claim that they didn't have relations. Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, Akan lo kam Rabbi Yossi, asam ela ba'arusaso de gispe. When it comes to someone you're betrothed to, so then you have, raging emotions for the woman, and you're not hesitant, apprehensive about being with her. About Eshes Achiv, when it's your brother's wife, so then a Mivzaz Bazes Mina, you definitely could be more apprehensive, and Rabbi Yossi would give you a longer leash to see how long you would not have relations with her. In this case, the case was that it was a brother's wife. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yossi, who would say you have to make that claim early on, because we assume you had relations early on, in this case, she can make that claim even later that they never had relations, and therefore he has to do chalitza, because in that case, they'd be more hesitant to have relations with each other, given the family situation. Yeah.